The research in gesture was hampered for a long time because it first focused on the very few gestures that we all have in cultures. They vary slightly, but we have in cultures around the world, which are properly called emblems. So those are things like the peace symbol, the OK symbol, that's the circle with the first finger and the thumb, the upraised middle finger, which is pretty well universally understood. And they vary slightly, and you have to be careful because sometimes what means OK in one culture might mean something obscene in another culture. So there are these things called emblems, and so we thought that gestures were all like that, that they were specific, meaningful things you did with your hands that conveyed literal one-to-one meaning. And so when we started to research the other gestures, the waving of our hands that we do when we're talking, the assumption was that that was sort of meaningless and extra and a waste of time. And yet, researchers noticed that people gesture when they're speaking on the phone. Now, why would you do that if there was no point to it, and perhaps it's just habit? But it turns out that if you don't gesture, and I have to say this very precisely, you increase your cognitive load. So that means if you hold your hands still or put them behind your back or stick them in your pockets, you make your brain work harder. And literally, it makes you dumber.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.